You got mockers. You got jesters. You got fools. You got agents. You got scorners. You got liars. You got Jezebels. You got Delilahs. Music. The musing puts you to sleep. Delilah. And so the mockers and the jesters and the liars and the snakes and the sharks and the goats and the wolves all tell you what they are about the fractal. It's a hologram. They can't hide. This is why they want to shut me up. Because it's a fractal hologram. You can actually read it in Proverbs. You know the harlot, because she sits on her front porch and she calls by passerbys, "Come in. Stolen waters are sweet." She's living with one, and she's calling all the passerbys who go by her house. She's calling them in. Doesn't matter if it's her house or her Facebook or her YouTube or whatever. Come on in. She's calling out. She's brazen. She's prideful. You know the scorner, because the scorner hates normalcy. The scorner hates normalcy. The scorner hates authority. The scorner always trying to pull you into some kind of scheme or whatever. Did I say tricksters? There's tricksters out there. They're trickers. Trick-or-treaters. Trick-or-treat, you just don't know with them. It's not really clear what they are. You don't know if they're tricking you or treating you. Both, usually. Treating you to a trick. And you know the pimps. You know the pimps. The pimps are easy to catch once you see what they are. There's some just low-level pimps that wear these chains around their neck, and they're all pimped out with their clothing. Then there's the high-level pimps that you wouldn't know were pimps unless you knew the secret behind the pimps. And this, I'm going to tell you the secret right now. They've studied everybody. They know how to talk the talk with everybody. If you're religious, they can talk that talk. If you're Baptist, they can talk that talk. If you're Methodist, they can talk that talk. If you're a Jesuit, they can talk that talk. If you're a streetwalker, they can talk that talk. They can talk any talk, and they're master deceivers. One thing they all have in common, they're going to try to give you a gift to shut you up. See, they don't want you to know what they are. But they can't hide. Nobody can hide. Nothing. Nobody. There's nothing that's going to be able to be hidden. You know, we can blame the system on the social media scores, like thumbs up, thumbs down, or the likes and dislikes, and the. But what's happening is, as we approach the end of the age, the culmination, every system that's being created, you know what it's doing? It's actually revealing, just like the internet. Everything that they create, they had to create the internet, not because of some demon, but because it's in the script. So as we approach the end of the book of Revelation is being fulfilled. So as we approach the end of the age, the fractal, the holographic fractal is encoded everywhere. And so the heart, so everything's a language, everything's a word. So your body language, your attitude, your countenance, everything points to your heart. And so when you meet Jesus face to face, he's going to know your heart. He's going to know your heart just by your body language. So the human body actually is a letter. It's a character. And the character's in the script. The human body is a character. And so your body is going to reveal your character in the 3D script, for real, over time. You can't escape it. If the Apostle Paul was writing on the tablet of hearts, then you're writing on the tablet of your own heart day by day. What you, as a man thinketh, so is he. As you think, so are you. The Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So whatever you think, if you're a thief, you're going to look like a thief. If you're a drug head, you're going to look like a drug head. If you're a scorner, you're going to look like a scorner. You're going to reap what you sow, and it's going to be encoded in your Kleido body. For real, I'm not even joking. And that's deep. I'm afraid to even talk about it, because once you start to reveal this stuff, nothing can be hidden. Nothing can be hidden. And so when you start to do this and you start to reveal it, it destroys the whole system. The whole system is going to be demolished because nothing can be hidden. If you had a big enough computer to take all the data points and somebody got kidnapped, and you put all the data points based on the code into the computer, they can actually decode where the kid is, or the child, or the adult, or whoever. I'm thinking about that kid that got, the reason I'm saying kids, because I'm thinking about that girl that got kidnapped by that guy, right? He killed the parent. I mean, I'm in shock that he's even still alive. They should have killed him. So she got kidnapped by this dude. He took her out in the woods or somewhere. He killed her parents. She escaped, right? I forget her name. Probably something like Elizabeth or something, right? So anyway, the hologram, if you follow the code and you take all the data points and you had a big enough computer, you could put it in the computer and actually see who kidnapped her, where he took her. You can actually see his motive, because the heart is connected to the hologram. You can see his motive. You can see what he's thinking. You can know where she's at. Know what room she's in. Because it's encoded everywhere. The universe is reflecting back what's going on around you. It's a reflecting pond. And so, I used to not, you know, they used to have those psychics that would solve cases, and I used to not believe in that. Now I do. Now I know it's real, because writing them, and I'm not saying psychics are right, because the psychic that we're talking about, they get their information from the devil. But if you look at Elijah, he warned Israel. I'm pretty sure it was Elijah. He warned Israel about the ambush before it happened. And the Phoenician king, I think it was the Phoenician or Philistines or something. Anyway, the king of that camp, he said, "We got a spy in the room." And they said, "No, it's not a spy. It's Elijah. He can hear what's going on in this room here." And so he warned Israel, and so they went to get Elijah, but it backfired on them. Long story short, the magician priest class, they can see things through the demons, but the saved people can see things or know things through the Spirit of God. Long story short, nothing's hidden. if you see the code. And if you take the code and you compare it with Scripture, you can know what somebody's thinking by their body language, by their history, by their past, by what's going around, and by the reflection in the universe. You can actually know what's happening in somebody's mind by the reflection in the universe. If you can really get all the data points right. It's a real deal.